Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Thank you very much, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, one and all, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. I want to start off tonight. First of all, happy 6-0 de Mayo to all who celebrate. We all may have something to celebrate soon, because according to White House officials, the U.S. and Iran are closing in on an end to the war. Well, all right. There you have it. At last, an end to the conflict. And to commemorate it, I will now release the ceremonial Dove of Peace. Thank you very much. There it goes. Send us a postcard from Tehran. It's all because, reportedly, Trump is ready to sign a one-page memorandum of understanding that sets a framework for a more detailed nuclear negotiations later. So it's a single sheet of paper, which is a letter of intent to eventually outline the idea of what you might agree to some other time. Mr. President, does this mean you have a peace plan?
I have concepts of a plan.
Okay, that's close enough. That's something. It's something. It's something. The bullet points of this single sheeter include a moratorium on nuclear enrichment for the Iranians, the U.S. lifting of its sanction, and both sides lifting restrictions around transit through the Strait of Hormuz. So, exactly what was happening before? I think I might have a case of deja Hormuz.
Bam!
Hey.
Just like this war.
Oh, I see. Yes.
For
sure.
Hey! Hurry, I'm going through a lot right now.
Me too. Yeah, me too, fella. So that's it. War over, except we don't really know who's calling the shots in Iran right now. And some of the Iranian officials aren't exactly on board with this. In fact, one Iranian spokesperson called it an American wish list and not a reality, adding, Americans will not gain in a lost war what they failed to achieve in face-to-face negotiations. Okay, give me the bird back. Give me the bird back. And I'll take the box. Give me the box, too. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. There you go. There you go. Now, this war with Iran... Is he okay? Is he okay? He's fine. This war with Iran called Operation Epic Fury is, it's confusing. Yesterday, secretary of all that and a bag of chips, Marco Rubio, was guest hosting, and this is true, he was guest hosting Carolyn Leavitt's daily press briefing while she's on maternity leave, so there's another job. And he explained to the press why this war doesn't need congressional approval.
The operation is over. Epic Fury, as the president notified Congress, we're done with that stage of it.
Fly, you're free again. There you go. Epic Fury's over. Next came something called Project Freedom that they launched. And you'll recall that Project Freedom was the operation Trump launched to guide ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Well, last night, Trump halted that military operation in the Strait of Hormuz after one day. No surprise there. The president's just living up to the Trump family motto, when the going gets tough, bye, bitch. Point is, hey, you guys like stupid things that infuriate you? Yeah! Well, take a long toke off this. Senate Republicans are now seeking $1 billion from taxpayers to pay for Trump's ballroom. Okay. I know it's hard to wrap your head around $1 billion, okay? Let me put that in layman's terms. That is bull because from the start,
I got a little something.
Because from the whole start of this thing, Trump has had one unwavering promise about his ballroom.
We're building one of the greatest ballrooms in the world. By the way, zero money spent by the government. Zero.
We have no taxpayer putting up 10 cents.
It's all donors. There's not one dime of government money going into the ballroom.
It's all donations. Rich people and people are putting up the money. Zero taxpayer dollars. Is that right, Scott? Zero taxpayer dollars.
No taxpayer money. I want to put that. Zero.
We did this no charge to the taxpayer whatsoever. This was all donations made by friends of mine and people that that love our country.
How ironic. To lie that blatantly takes a lot of balls. And he still hasn't built the room to store them. It's not just ballrooms. Just a bird. Hello? Is this on? Hello? It's not just ballrooms. Yesterday, Trump gave some attention to his latest renovation, resurfacing the bottom of the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool, which he is painting a deep blue. Here's an artist rendering of what it'll look like. Looks good, and it stays that color for up to 2,000 flushes. Trump, he loves it. He's very excited about this, and he waxed poetic about the project.
If you go down, if you'd like to see them doing it, on your way back home, take a trip down to the reflecting pond, or they call it the reflecting pool. Some people call it the reflecting lake, but the word reflecting is always a part of it.
The word reflecting, folks, the word reflecting is always part of it. They call it a pool, a lake, and a pond. Some call it the freedom puddle. Others, the waiting lake of justice. And some, the Forrest Gump Jenny splash zone. It's a great place. It's the perfect place. Speaking of which, what a great guy. American hero. New Dick Cavett. A great place for the learning disabled to fall in love with someone who later tragically contracts AIDS from a box of chocolates. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. I'm pretty sure that's what his mama always said. You never know what you're gonna get from a box of chocolates. Sometimes it's nougat. Sometimes it's caramel. Sometimes it's AIDS. It's a great movie. There's news about... Wow. Thank you. Thank you. There's news. Thank you. There's news about health secretary and oven-baked red snapper where they leave the eyes in. RFK Jr. Recently, we learned that Bobby Jr. is changing FDA rules to clear a path for minors to use tanning beds. Well, I mean, that comes as no surprise from someone who looks so hickory smoked. But you know the old adage, hurt people hurt people. And tan people tan people. Here's the story. It's a long time coming, but I know.
I knew
it was going to come. Here's the story. Bobby recently nixed an FDA rule that would have banned minors from using devices like indoor tanning lamps and require tanners to sign a form acknowledging the risk of cancer, early skin aging, and other health effects. Instead, under Bobby's rules, you'll get a form that asks you to choose honey barbecue, teriyaki, or Sean Penn. Elsewhere, great actor. What an amazing actor.
Yeah.
One battle after the scene, one battle, unbelievable. Elsewhere in the Food and Drug Administration yesterday, for the first time, the FDA authorized fruit-flavored vapes for adults. This is fantastic news for your sister's boyfriend. The newly approved flavors include menthol, mango, and blueberry. That's going to lead to some awkward checkups eventually. Mr. Johnson, we had the tumor biopsied. I'm afraid it's oops all berries. This is a big shift. No. I'm sorry. I reject your praise. This is not easy for me. This is a big shift because up till now, the FDA has rejected more than 1 million fruit, candy, dessert-flavored products over public health fears that those flavors are potentially appealing to children. What if they are? Those kids need something to take the edge off after a couple hours in the tanning booth. Also, that was just more... I think those regulations were just more nanny state over-regulation. Candy-flavored vapes are clearly targeted at adults. That's why I'm proud to announce the official vape of The Late Show, Paw Patrol Razzleberry Vape Pack for grown-ups. We changed the packaging. We changed the packaging. You've got to give me credit for that. Tan kids Huff and Huckleberry Menthol Death Sticks is just part of Trump's overall health agenda. Yesterday, the FDA blocked publication of research finding COVID and shingle vaccines were safe. Here's what's so crazy. If they just let the articles be published, no one would have read them. Why? Just don't talk about it and no one would know. I mean, why would they do this?
They're insane in the brain.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, doctor. Here's a compromise, Maha. If you let us have our vaccines, we promise to vape them. Okay, they can come. They can. They can come in fun flavors like cotton candy COVID, mango MMR, and HP Vina Colada. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, First Drafts with Stephen and Evie.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Folks, Mother's Day is this Sunday. It's the day we celebrate all moms, grandmas, and yes, even stepmoms. She's nice, she makes dad happy, and hey, she was in your chemistry class. And Mother's Day means Mother's Day cards, and I'd like to show you some in my segment, First Drafts. Of course, it wouldn't be Mother's Day without the world's best mom, my wife, Evie. Come on out. Wow.
Hi.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow, it is.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Hi.
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 Sit, sit, sit.
All right.
Sit, sit, sit. That's nice. Wow, you know what? In honor of both that dress and Mother's Day, I just want to say, Haichi Mama. You look amazing.
This is like Mother's Day extra.
This is Mother's
Day
extra.
A little
extra. Sparkly. So, at Mother's Day, I know what you love on Mother's Day. What did you always get on Mother's Day when we had kids around? What would
scones
we bring up?
Or scones or something
scones.
Like that?
Scones. We bring up scones for you. We'd make scones
Woo!
For you. And a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And the New York Times.
All right, I'll see you later.
Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hold that up. That's proof of life. All right. Listen, honey, this is very special. This is First Drafts, but
yes.
It is the final draft of First Drafts.
All right,
this is the last
fine.
Of the First Drafts that we're going to do.
And it's been fun. I have had a very good time.
It has been such a blast. Thank you so much
Six
for doing
years.
These. 6 years of doing this. What a nice
it's
discovery.
Been really fun.
A lot of nice outfits,
really,
too.
Really fun. Thank you.
Well, darling, let's do the thing. You know how this works.
Oh, boy.
I'll show the audience a lovely Mother's Day card that you might find in a store, and then I'll show them the not-so-great first draft of that same card, and if you could hand me the cards in
They're
the proper
so
order.
They're so sweet to act like they need to know.
They may not understand. This might be, you know, English is their second language or something. Okay, here's a sweet card. There's no bond like the one between mother and child. I'll always be close to you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Aww.
That's lovely. But the first draft said, there's no bond like the one between mother and child, except for Flex Seal. That guy made a whole boat out of it. I'd love some.
You'd love
for
some
Father's
Flex
Day,
Seal?
For Father's Day.
What is Flex Seal?
What is Flex Seal? You don't know what Flex Seal is?
No.
You know how everybody's got giant tanks of water, clear tanks of water in their house and water's pouring out of it? You can just take a piece of it and go whack and you get rid of
okay,
it seals
okay.
it.
I think this is a good time
what?
For me to bring up something.
For what?
I think we need, so it's been, you know, 21 years.
That I've been doing the late night show, yeah.
You've been obsessed with your job.
Obsessed?
We're going to have a lot of time, and I think we need to establish some ground rules. I actually
well,
think.
Well, like what?
Well, I think you need
keep in mind, I have an editor. What is the ground
okay, rule? Okay, so first of all, I think we need to reacquaint you with social interaction with people in the real world.
Like what? I talk to people.
Well, that's kind of the problem. Not everybody wants to talk about song lyrics when you run in to get a bottle of wine. Like, you know, you might just get a
Did
little...
the girl at the wine store talk to you about
well,
this?
Because,
I've got a ground rule too.
Okay, what is it?
I'm not going to have like 200 people to listen to
well,
my stories.
Well, this is what I'm afraid of.
You have to pretend like you don't know my stories.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But 34 years of hearing your stories, okay.
Did everybody tell you how I got deaf in one ear?
Yes.
Can I have that, please? Do you want to hear my favorite poem? Give me the next thing.
No, that's another thing.
What?
You can't just recite poetry to strangers. I just don't think they're going to love that. You have to, you know, they're not like your staff who go, thank you, that's beautiful.
But age cannot wither nor custom stale my infinite variety. Give me that.
Oh, it's going to be a rocky
it's
summer.
It's going to be a rough summer. It really is. Okay. Here's a cute one to the best mom ever. I love you very much. Sweet. That is really nice.
Very sweet.
But the first draft said, to the best mom ever, I dropped acid. Is the strawberry still watching me? Don't do it, kids.
That's not good.
Don't do it, kids.
Or don't tell your mother if you do
exactly.
it, for sure.
Yeah. What do you want for Mother's Day?
Nothing. We're just going to go to have brunch with our kids.
Well, that's wonderful. So no presents. You don't need presents. You don't need presents.
No, thank you.
Tell the people what your dad used to say about Mother's Day presents.
He said, what did he say?
You said, why don't you get mom something?
And he said, she's not my mother.
Yeah.
Which is true. I'm not your mother.
You're not. But if I didn't get you anything, how would you feel?
Well, I've gotten used to it now.
Okay, give me that. She means she's used to the presents, my friends. Signaling ships. Okay. Do you want to tell them the signaling ship story?
No, you tell. That's your favorite story.
My favorite
I know
story.
This story as we...
So it's a Don Rickles, actually. I was nominated for Best Host 1 year up against Don Rickles. Don won, God bless him. And so Don gets up there and starts talking about his wife. So they've been married for like 60 years at that point. And Don gets up there and talks about his wife, who had been the secretary, the assistant to the manager he wanted. Like that. And he couldn't get in with the guy. So he would call every day and just do shtick to her. And his shtick, was always kind of like abusive and you know.
Abusive?
And well, like Rickles was very tough. His jokes were very, like, tough. And she said to him, no one wants to hear a smart aleck. That's what she said to him. And he goes, of course, now she's sitting on the beach in Malibu, signaling ships, meaning all the jewelry that she wears, leave over her. And we were at the Emmys that night, and you had something nice on. You lifted up, and you went, there you go. Because when we met, no one wanted to talk to this smart aleck.
What smart aleck?
This one.
What do you mean?
I made $8,000 a year when you met me.
But people still wanted to talk to you.
What?
People just didn't want to pay you.
I'll talk to you for free.
It's come full circle.
Oh, you know. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well.
You're hosting the next one. All right. Here's a card that says, the greatest feeling in the world is a hug from your mom. Happy Mother's Day. That is the damn truth right there. But the first draft said, the greatest feeling in the world is the first time you try crack. Just being honest. Don't do it, kids. Don't. Crack is whack.
Last one, baby.
This is the last card. Don't mix up which one's which, please. Did you just give me this? Give it to me. Give them to
no,
me.
No, I control it now.
You control it? You have to make sure you're giving me the straight one, the bad one, the straight one
I got
one
the
first.
Good one here.
The one first. Okay, and that's the
I
bad
got
one?
I the bad one.
Okay, great. Well, this is the last first draft.
I just want to say thank you. It's been fun. Thank you for letting me be a part of this. Yes.
All right.
And I also want to say...
What?
I also want to say you have the most incredibly wonderful staff. They're so nice to me. I love them.
Yep.
There you go, baby.
There you go. All right. Here's a fun one. It says, mom, chauffeur, tutor, nurse, therapist, cheerleader, short order cook, administrator, accountant. Being a mom is a big job. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, God, that right? makes me cry.
That's a great
That's
one.
Beautiful.
But the first dress said, mom, chauffeur, tutor, nurse, therapist, cheerleader, short order cook, administrator, accountant. Just tell me which one is my dad. Abby McGee, everybody.
Coming up, Sally Field.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thank you, friends. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest tonight is a legendary Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actor you know from Forrest Gump, Steel Magnolias, Mrs. Doubtfire, and so much more. She now stars in Remarkably Bright Creatures.
You can't just read people's text messages.
Is that Avery from the paddleboard shop?
Yes, yeah.
Are the two of you dating?
No, we're texting. I mean, barely. I'm playing it cool.
Whatever that means, how do you want me to respond?
I don't want you to respond. I'm going to text her tomorrow. Put the phone down.
What? If you have any hope of ever dating someone like Avery, you have to take her seriously.
I do take her seriously. It's called flirting. I'm flirting.
Flirting? What is flirting? Flirting is nothing. It's words and eyes and everything that matters takes time and effort. Okay.
What is that?
What?
What is that?
What?
You're calling her.
No, I'm not.
Tova, hang up the phone right now.
I didn't.
Yes, you're calling. You're calling her right now. Hang up the phone, Tova.
Hello?
No.
Hello, Avery. Yes, did I call you or did you call me?
Please welcome back to the Late Show, Sally Field. Thank you for being here.
Look what you did to my glasses.
Sally Field.
Yeah.
So wonderful to see you again.
So good to see you again.
Since the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
You received the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You said something that struck me when I read it. You said in the speech, quote, "Acting to me is about finding those precious moments when I feel totally, utterly, sometimes dangerously alive."
Uh-huh.
I love that idea. Can you tell me about a time early on when you were hooked by that feeling about being dangerously alive?
Well, yeah. I was born in 1946, just to name names here.
Okay.
And so I was raised in the 50s, and little girls in the 50s weren't allowed to feel anything or do anything. They'd just sit and be like this, you know, and you couldn't, you know, you'd have to sit with your legs like this, and you'd be really nice and good, except I wasn't like that inside. I wasn't like that inside at all. I was filled with all sorts of things that were not acceptable whatsoever. And then I found the stage when I was 12 in the seventh grade. And it was a scene. I wasn't right for the scene, but I did it. And for the first time, I could finally hear my own voice. I could hear my own voice, and I could be all the things I really was. I could be mean. I could be angry. I could do really awful things to people.
This sounds like the origin story of a serial killer.
Well,
or a great actress. Or one of the one. It's a fine like, line.
If I hadn't found the stage, that might have been me.
It reminds me of this great quote. I think it's from Carl Wallenda, which is, "To be on the wire is life. All else is waiting."
Oh, how great. You how know? Great. How yeah. great.
Yeah.
Yeah, or yeah. leap after leap in the dark.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of these leaps. You also describe screenplays sometimes. You've read screenplays in
yes,
your past. So good that my hands shook the yeah. first time I read them.
Yeah.
What made your hands shake? Give me some examples.
Well, gosh. Well, first one that my hands shook was Sybil, first time I read yeah. Sybil. I mean.
And is it like, oh, this is so good, this dialogue is so good, or, oh, look at the challenge that I have ahead of me?
It was that I didn't have it yet.
Oh.
And damn, I was going to get it.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it was just the magnitude of this craft that I had in my hands. I was going to get this or die trying. And luckily, I got it and got to keep going. Otherwise, who knows?
Speaking of your great filmography, here you are with Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire. Was he always cracking people up on set?
Yeah, he was. Everybody would laugh. But
everybody would like break in a scene?
Yeah, but me. It drove him mad, actually, because I would never laugh, ever. And everybody else was laughing and carrying on.
You were too professional for that.
It wasn't funny.
Ground.
And then once we were at the tail end of the picture, and Robin was always trying something different to make me laugh. It was so unfunny, I can't begin to tell you. And then wonderful Pierce Brosnan, were sitting at the table at the restaurant, and he made a fart noise on his arm, and I was gone. That was it. That was it.
How did Robin take that?
He said, "That's all it took." I mean, I had to leave for a minute. I laughed so hard they had to redo my makeup.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break,
okay.
Sally.
Okay.
But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Sally Field, everybody. That's Gidget. That's Sally Field.
It is.
Now, you won your first Oscar in 1980, Norma Rae.
1980.
Okay. And that's about a mill worker who organizes the other factory
workers.
Haven't you
seen
it? Of course I have. I'm
I
telling you. I'm reminding everybody. Yeah. Union.
Yes,
yeah.
That's it. That's yes. it. It's a, actually did, relevant to today, just to
it is.
Standing up, you
did
know.
Did that movie, like, awakening you some sort of, I know the activism you still engage in today.
Stand
did that
up.
Inform that?
Yeah. Be heard.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes, get out on the streets, mm-hmm. be heard. It's the First Amendment, you know?
Right.
The freedom of speech, the freedom of the press.
Yeah. Freedom to practice religion or
yeah.
freedom thereof
yeah.
from
or,
it.
Or peacefully assemble without fear of persecution or prosecution or
yep.
retribution.
Yes.
Heard of all those things.
We first, many people first got to know you. Oh, my God. Gidget, okay. Now, forgive me.
Yeah.
This is my Sally Field blind spot. I've never seen Gidget.
What?
But I know all about Gidget. I've seen the photos. A doorbell is what you were. What? Tell me who Gidget was.
Oh,
what
for
did she,
goodness
what did she do?
Sakes, what planet have you been on?
Did she fight crime? What did Gidget do?
Yes. She was a crime fighter.
Yes?
Well, in a way, she was kind of a tomboy because all the other girls were like, va, va, boom, tall, and she
yeah.
just wasn't. So she learned to surf with the boys because they let her in.
Did you have to learn to surf?
In a way, yes, I had to go out all the time with this kind of semi-cute guy. He's probably still alive, and I don't want to say he was just semi-cute. He was just gorgeous.
It's all right. You can say his name, Kurt Russell.
That would have been fine.
Yeah. Now, you're now starring in the new film, Remarkably Bright Creatures.
I am, yep.
Based on the best-selling book, what was it like to work alongside your co-star? Here we go. Your co-star is Marcellus the Octopus.
Yep.
right there.
Yep.
Tell me about your relationship with.
Honestly, I think Marcellus was one of the best leading men I have ever worked with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
Yes.
He was there sometimes, but lots of them.
What?
Lots of them I worked with were only there periodically, even though they were there all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. he was, you know, it's a lovely, lovely story, something we need right now about healing and love and family and our profound connection to creatures. Humans have a profound connection to creatures.
You have a profound connection to a creature. Tell me about this creature here. Who's this fella?
I didn't know you would do that. Yeah.
Who's that?
Okay. So, in 2019, I had been just working a lot. I wanted to go home. Something I guess you'll be doing a lot of. Sorry, yes. I just had to say.
Yeah. Evie's really worried.
I know. But you know, I could come over. I'll do anything. I'll wash your car.
Oh,
just give
fun.
Me a call.
I'll be
there.
Will you listen to my stories and pretend you haven't heard them before?
I will. I promise I
great.
Will.
Great.
Anyway, so I wanted to go, and I was still not in at a home. I was at D.C. where I'd had to do some events and things. And I just went online and found this lady who breeds these little puppies. So 2 months later, because he was a little newborn baby then. 2 months later, I drove out to Bakersfield and got this little, he was 8 weeks old, he weighed 6 pounds, and drove him home, and 3 weeks later, we were in shutdown with the COVID.
Oh.
Well, yeah, so it
that's
was.
That's bonding time.
Yeah, that's bonding time. So it was just he and I for months and months. My grandkids would drive by and wave, hi, Grammy, because nobody, I was older, nobody could come in or get near me except him. And that's bonding. And I'd never had a real connection with a creature. Not
tell me again, what's
purpose.
His name?
His name is Dashiell Hammett. He's a crime fighter.
I get you. Yeah. Sally.
Yeah.
How delightful to see you again. Thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
I've so enjoyed talking to you over the years. More to come.
Wherever you go, I will follow.
I'll follow you, too. Remarkably Bright Creatures is on Netflix this Friday. It's Sally Field, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.